MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Yes, because you are so sexy. And you know another sexy thing you do? Is support this podcast, this Black woman-owned podcast through Patreon. That's a sexy thing you do.
It's sexy, it's heroic, it's beautiful, and it's absolutely necessary. I can't say that more clearly. Thank you, thank you, thank you for you OG Patreon supporters and anybody who's about to. You are amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. And for your sexy patronage, you get three extra idiots. What do we call them? Idiot extras.
Idiot extra, extra. And they're also special or secret idiots.
Yes.
The secret stash.
Or, there's over 600 of them.
Idiots. There's over 600 of these things. You could be laughing so much more even.
You could. And speaking of laughing even much more, you can go over to cameo.com and get a specialized video from Frangela. All you have to do is put in Frangela. And I tell you, you can wish somebody a happy birthday, happy anniversary.
That's
in
right.
fact, people even request specialized personal idiots.
Okay, I want to apologize to Laura and everybody. For some reason, my laptop is doing that on the battery charging sign, whatever it feels like right now. It's like,
oh, really?
Boom, boom. It's just really annoying. Just ignore it.
Okay. And so then, also, you know what else we want to invite you to do?
What?
Go on over to sexyliberal.com and check out, I'm telling you, when this drops, when this touring
when
schedule
drops. You don't want to be the last to know.
Baby.
You don't want to be the last to know. You better stay in. Go. I would every morning I'd get up and check that sexyliberal.com.
I'm telling you.
Every morning. And Fridays, aren't we someplace Fridays?
You know what? We are at the blackest hour of radio.
The blackest hour in radio.
It's the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. It's Fridays with Frangela. And make sure you are there because I'm going to tell you something. I just think it's just, she might as well just call it Trigger Frangela.
Yeah. It's Trigger Frangela time. TFT. TFT. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. Let's get started. Ellen S., thank you.
Thank you. You are a hero, Ellen.
She said, this is layers of stupid. And I agree.
It is a journey. I need you to get ready. You might want to take notes. And I don't want to give away too much, but I do want to tell you that there's this idiot is a heavy contender for Idiot of the Year. And I know what you're saying. It's only February. Trust me.
Yeah, this is thick. It's thick.
This is amazing.
This thick. A traffic stop initiated by a Westerville man ended up with him being charged with being impersonating an officer. Did I read the title? No, I didn't.
You didn't, yeah.
Body cam shows Ohio man charged with impersonating officer after traffic stop. Okay, so this...
That sounds like, yeah, that's crazy and stupid and whatever, but no.
It's thicker than that, y'all.
It's so much thicker.
Westerville police responded on the morning. So this is in the daylight too, y'all.
The daylight.
Okay. To a call from Columbus police after they were asked to assist a man driving a car with flashing police lights who had pulled over another vehicle, okay? A Columbus officer on scene told Westerville officer Rodney Ross, whose body camera captured the incident, that the man he said was with, the man that, you know, he ended up talking to, he said he was with the Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program. That sounds real as fuck.
Okay, so... This man pulled over someone.
Yes.
And that person called the police for assistance.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
And the police came over and this man told the police that he was with the Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program, which, as Francis said, sounds possible.
Sounds possible.
He didn't, he had no problem rolling it off his tongue. He didn't hesitate on it. There was no other. So yes, I'm with the program of getting folks, picking upsies. I'm with the picking upsies department. No, he had a name. It had words like apprehension, fugitive. It had legalish appearances. All right. He had lights on his car.
He had lights, y'all. No.
But more than that.
Angela, I want to pull up to the bumper on something you just said real quick, which is the police came up on him, and he said, "No, I'm with the teammate, yeah, buddy. All right, line, the blue line, thin blue line.
That's us."
I'm with the Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program. You can go back to your cruiser, brother.
He was impersonating an officer, two officers at this point. We have elevated from your regular, I'm in the fugitive apprehension business, to Eddie Joe on the street, to Police Officer Joe.
Okay? Yes.
This is on body camera. Okay. So, apparently, the man was driving a Ford SUV that was outfitted similarly to a police car. And by that, we mean flashing lights on the top, front, and rear, sirens, a mobile display terminal, radio, dash cam, partition, and a mounted shotgun. The police believe the vehicle was purchased as a used police vehicle. This is why we need to not do that.
Yep.
Okay, I hate those cars on the road because you always think it's a cop car and they pull up and it's some junky ass person. And you're like, that is not.
Exactly what you promised you were going to be.
I mean, lights off. This man put money, time, effort, and more than that, to go further. Ooh, he also had made apparently a website.
Yep.
And on the website for this fictitious Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program, it described itself as operating as a, quote, a distinct component of the law enforcement ecosystem.
Okay. Can we just stop right there?
It does, involves the pursuit and apprehension of individuals who have evaded the judicial process.
Let's talk about Batman, okay? Mm-hmm. Vigilantism, okay? Mm-hmm. And that this man has created his own fucking cosplay where he gets to cosplay a fucking cop. And he's stopping people. He's interacting with real people. He's having conversations. He's giving out citations.
We don't know what else he's doing. But we do know for a fact, apparently, according to the police, this is a quote from them, the actual police, we've conducted a search warrant at his residence and seized some electronic media from his dash cam and body cam, which kills me. He'll wear them.
Right.
And we know for a fact that he's made other traffic stops. Apparently, they know also there was another incident. And this is a quote. I know one person that he did stop. He actually placed under arrest because they had a warrant for their arrest. However, it wasn't a felony warrant. That he had a contract to be able to actually arrest that person. So what this sounds like is this entity may or may not have had some ability to actually do some level of fugitive apprehension, which is terrifying and wrong.
Yep.
To me.
Yep.
They say they don't know what the motivation was. But I don't know that it matters. I think it's pretty clear to me the motivation is power.
Well,
he says the ability to do this.
He says, I waved them down because he was going to kill everybody on the road. Dude, he was going 11 miles per hour on the road. He went in front of two or three other people. But here's the thing. You aren't highway patrol.
No, you're, even if you were a real thing, even if you were a distinct component of the law enforcement ecosystem, you weren't that component.
You're not highway patrol. That's not what you do. And what you don't do, what you also don't do, get to do is pull people over on the side of the road.
That's not fugitive apprehension.
That's not fugitive apprehension.
And by the way, you also don't get to do Fugitive App while we're on the subject of things you don't get to do. Apparently, you also don't get to do.
Yeah.
Because later on that day when this incident went down, the website content got removed.
Of course it did. Of course it did. And in fact, this is what, here's a quote. It says, in my 23 years, this is the first time I've seen an impersonation case that has gone to this extent, that has gone to this in depth with lights and sirens on a cruiser, Westerville Police Department.
Dash cam, body cam.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you want to say to yourself, okay, well, did he overstep? Which is ridiculous to even try to, like, lower this to that. But the reality is, he told people that he pulled over that he was on his way off of shift, that he was actually on shift and he was now off shift, which we know isn't true. So he's lying. There's nothing here. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's no confusion around what his abilities are or not. The fact that this cosplay has gotten so deep in this crazy mofo's mind.
Exactly.
When he's talking to the police, he hands them a card, Francis.
I'm telling
and says,
you.
Hey, we are not kidding. This mofo has he has elevated his game.
No, he has gone beyond drinking the Kool-Aid. Ooh. He is pissing Ooh. Pure Kool-Aid rainbow Ooh. Streams, okay?
Ooh, fruity flavors all through him. His insides are like fruit stripe gum. If you open them up, just crazy. Nothing but crazy. His heart's doing a little dance. It's just crazy. Because it is one thing to engage in the impersonation, but to do it with the police.
With the police. That's what I said. That's what I said at that moment. I said, this man may need to come and work for the Kalia Helsinki program.
How is he not already? I have never seen a more clear case of you needing to be headhunting somebody in all my life. He should be the dean of students or something.
Absolutely.
Like, this person is an advocate for the Kalia-Helsinki method in his core, in his soul, in his marrow of his bones.
Because you know what? Because this is what I love.
This is audaciousness.
When I'm handing him his diploma, when I'm handing him his sheepskin, I am just praising him on his ability to expand the boundaries of what is.
Let me tell you something. I realized that the look on my face is one of awe. and a certain amount of wonderment. In the most, unfortunately, maybe delightfully pleasant way. I'm like, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at the butterfly that you have become. From the mere slug of stupid criminality you have grown into. This beautifully unique, crazy mofo with no grasp of reality.
Well, there ain't a way you'll make a way. I'm going to tell you.
Life will find a way.
You too can be that flower growing up through the concrete. Let me tell you.
Oh, you go to Canva, go to Wix, go to Squarespace, go to Vistaprint, get a card made.
You could be in business.
Go to police auction, get a car, hook it up.
Let me tell you, a multimillionaire told me many, many years ago in my early 20s, all you need for a business is a name and a logo.
I mean,
that's it.
I'm telling you, this is the thing. This play was so good in the moment that the police were side-eyeing it. They were like, maybe.
No, and what the police actually did was let him go the fuck home.
Yep, because they're like, oh, okay, well, we'll take care of this here.
That is the bullshit that really will chap your hide.
Francis, I have watched I've watched police officers. You can Google this. A man was trying to take money out of his own bank account. Right? He had his ID. He was at the bank branch. They called the police. The police believed the bank. Even though he had every piece of identification, it was his, all of that. When I tell you, I know deep within my soul, not only that this man is white.
Yes.
But I swear to you, if we could just watch the white man, we might be able to catch some actual criminals. I'm just saying, like, this is so, I'm like, oh, you have to be steeped in some privilege to try that. You can't even.
Yeah. Yeah. They allowed him to go home, and then they decided to also investigate. So the thing is that
something didn't feel right.
That's what I'm saying. But this is the thing. Had something more important happened and overshadowed that moment.
That's right. They probably wouldn't have done anything.
They wouldn't have done anything.
There'd been a sudden call. There was an officer down someplace or something like that.
I'm telling you.
He'd still be all over the state. I mean, when I tell you, it is, I am just like, whoa. I don't even know. It makes me say, you know, the thing about the mindful thief is that we don't celebrate the people who do it right ever.
No, we don't.
And I have to say that this stupid is beautifully executed. Like, it is well thought out. It is ridiculously dumb, obviously problematic. But the fact that you would try it, do it, and it sounds like when we find out, and if you see more updates in the story, please send them to us, because I have a feeling he's been doing this for years.
For years. And this is what I love. And this is what, you know, I've been trying to work the fact that I've been reading the Kybalon in every conversation.
Okay. I want to warn all of you that you can tune out for the next however long.
So what I find interesting from just kind of being a person is that this is the person who he stopped, who called the police on the police. Mm-hmm. And most people wouldn't dare do that.
Nope.
Most people wouldn't dare question the authority that is asking them or asking something from them. What they'd be doing is hopping too. But this person called the police.
Because it didn't seem right.
But that's how much authority people give authority, and how long he was able to exist out there in the world without people calling in on him. Because people stop and they do whatever somebody from the fucking, what's the name of the organization he from?
The,
where is it?
The Fugitive, Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program.
Ain't no kind of fucking legal. All right, next up. Here we go. Who's next? Okay, next up.
This is from Donnie J. West Bend woman drove drunk to pick up man from jail.
Ooh, first of all, that's love. Okay? That's love. That's love. This is romance, because I'm going to tell you something. When your man call you, Baby, I'm going to reach you. I'm going to come get you. Okay?
Is that love? This is a love story. This is a love story, everyone. Get ready. This is some romance.
Hey, I don't care what you're doing. I'm there. Can I get that gimlet to go?
I'm gonna come get you. West Bend, yes. Wisconsin. Police arrested a West Bend woman after she drove to the Washington County Sheriff's Office to pick up her boyfriend, who had also been arrested for driving under the influence just hours earlier. They call it OWI. They're operating while intoxicated, I believe. The incident started the night before, just before 11 p.m., when a deputy stopped a vehicle that was traveling 85 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone. The driver was the 29-year-old City of West Bend man, showed signs of impairment, and he was arrested for OWI, his third offense.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, I'm going to stop right there and say it is clear that driving drunk while drunk is the culture there still in Wisconsin. And I know, I understand that because I came from a driving while drunk culture too.
I think we all have. It's America.
It's America. I mean, I watched my parents drive while drunk. I drove while drunk.
I have.
And let me tell you, when
I drove one time and realized in motion that this was not good.
Yes.
like
I'm going to tell you the moment that really, I was so proud of us. I was so proud of us. Mm-hmm. We had been out drinking and I got behind the wheel. I was plastered. And I was like, I can't drive home. And that was the night of This is Studio City.
Okay, that was the night that I drove. I wasn't drunk. Francis said, it was one of those times, like, you know, this has happened to all of us. I've done it. Where I swear to God, I went to the bathroom. I came back and she'd had 3 gin and tonics or something in that time. Like, it was like, usually we're like right at about the same pace with each other. But I was like, whoa. I missed some major something. She was so drunk. We are in front of her house. In front of it. I pull over. She refuses to get out of the car because she's like, this is not my house. Why are we in Studio City? I don't live in Studio City. This is Studio City. Why are we in Studio City? I'm like, it's not.
Studio City.
We weren't that far from your house to begin with. We were just like
we were literally 5 minutes away from my house. And I was like, it's shitty.
And I was like, Francis, your house. So she's like, finally, after I don't know how long, she went, okay, fine. I'll get out of the car and I'll walk over there. But it's not my house. It's Studio City. So I had to call your husband and be like, Tom.
Come get her.
Come get Francis. Because I'm worried that she's about to walk like an hour away from here because she's confused and she thinks this is Studio City.
And it was one of those really crazy 1930 drugs where you're going
like there are songs you didn't know you know, like that you're singing, you know. It's so, you know, you talk about past lives, whatever. It was really bad. It was really bad. My drunkenness, I blacked out, was in a bush. It was really bad.
All I'm saying is that from that point on, I knew that calling a cab, calling an Uber, wherever I go, Angela will tell you, if I'm planning to drink or imbibe anything, yeah, smoke anything, do anything, what am I doing? I'm getting a ride. I will never. And this is the thing. It's like, please stop it. I know it's the culture in a lot of places. Don't do it.
So a preliminary breath test revealed that he had a 0.21 alcohol content. You know, over drunk is like 0.08. So he really surpassed that. So the next morning early, just after 2 a.m.,
right,
which I call the same night.
That's the same night. That's a continuation.
Okay. The girlfriend who was in the vehicle
at 11.
During the initial stop. So she was in the car where her boyfriend was driving drunk. What did she do, though? Apparently, homegirl went back to the bar.
Yes.
After this arrest, because she learned nothing. Except, oh, if he was that drunk, I wasn't that drunk. Went back to the bar, continued drinking, when she then decided, okay, now I'm going to go pick up my boyfriend.
Right.
When she walked in the police station, she looked drunk. And she sounded drunk, so they arrested her, did the sobriety, and she was drunk.
Okay. First of all, can we talk about the positive things about her?
I don't know. Can we? What are...
the first positive thing is, did she go home? No. What she did was...
Or did she?
This is where, here we go. What she did was she went out and she drowned her sorrows into the spirits that took her man. Okay?
Did the spirits take her, man, or did the police?
Let me tell you, she cried at the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
That caused the pain.
I think I should recuse myself. I really do.
Only to then, what, Your Honor? To go into the mouth of the beast, into the police station, to be consumed by the same fire that consumed her love. Yes, Your Honor, let her go. Let her go. Let her go. She has suffered.
Let her be.
Let her be.
She a hero. Here's my problem, Francis.
What?
Here's
please, my problem. Please, please.
Rarely in life are consequences demonstrated to you clearly and in front of your face. We are told things, right? Like, if you behave badly, these things could happen. Rarely in life, as adults, are we afforded the opportunity to witness what could happen if we do something personally. Right? Like, I understand that people get arrested for drunk driving and drunk driving is dangerous, but until I do it myself, maybe I don't really in my marrow understand this. She was in the car.
Yep.
With somebody who got arrested for drunk driving.
That's right.
Then what she did with that information is, let me drive to a bar and drink more. That is called not getting the lesson you just saw. Okay, then, even more stupidly, she commits this action that has this outcome, and then she doesn't get pulled over for drunk driving.
Mm-mm.
No, she drives to the police, holds out her wrists and says, take me, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yep. Because you know
get me
why?
Off the road.
You know why, Angela? Because let me tell you something. This woman, this poetess wanted to live life with poetry in her veins, okay? Because let me tell you something. She's
gonna be a prison poet.
Let me tell you, life had been flat for her, all right? All right.
But is this when the pictures they changed to color? Where the film went from black and white to color?
There we go. All right. What you don't understand, what your honor, what you don't understand is the beauty and the equanimity that was brought in by her choices. Had she not balanced out the equation, it would have been left open, Your Honor. Okay.
Okay, you know what? You know what?
She circled that square. She squared that circle.
Your Honor, listen. When the Kalier-Hilinsky Institute first developed a legal aid society, I know there were people who thought, isn't that going to conflict with the Shelton Eugen Institute's legalish adjacent services? And we tried to tell you people no, because we don't handle the same cases. We refuse to handle this case because we have a fundamental philosophical issue with when the lesson is in front of your face. If you don't see it, we will slap you like this, because you can't tell me you don't know what the consequences are. You can't tell me you didn't realize what was drunk or what was too drunk. You can't tell me any of those things because you were there for all of this. And then you went to the police. When you turn yourself in, which is what she did, do not get it twisted. This wasn't her getting him out. It was her getting her in.
That's okay? What I was saying. This is pure, Your Honor, poetry. This is poetry. You couldn't write this.
This is her First Amendment right? Is that what
this is? This is her first of self-expression, Lord.
How is your Trump defense coming?
Let me tell you, I could defend the fuck out of Trump if he had the right kind of money.
And I don't think he does.
He doesn't. He ain't gonna never have enough.
That's not enough money.
Not for this legal brilliance.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. No, because once you drop that legal knowledge, everybody can use it. So that's right. You got to get paid right for it.
That's right. That's right.
We will be right back.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, we got to, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Welcome back. Next up, this is from Stephanie A. Man who shoveled a new channel into Lake Michigan, convicted. I'm going to say it again. A man who was accused of diverting the...
a national park river.
Wow, to ease boat access, has been convicted of two misdemeanors. This dude, Andrew Howard of Frankfort, Michigan, all right, took a shovel, and at the edge of the beach, because the city and the state had stopped dredging the area had become like kind of like
filled with sediment. So boats couldn't get through, and people, I guess there, some people had drowned, right?
Yes.
Two people had died since 2016. A teenager and a 21-year-old died when his kayak capsized because emergency boats couldn't get in to the channel. Because of this. It doesn't say why they had stopped dredging it. I'm unclear if that was a sort of a budgetary issue or if they, in fact, had other plans of some sort. Mm-hmm. But that's the result had been this.
Right. Okay. So apparently, homeboy went out there. Andrew Howard went out there. He was found guilty of tampering and vandalism. Okay. Apparently, Howard went digging with a shovel so that the Platte River and the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore would be diverted into one of the Great Lakes, okay? This is what I find really interesting about humans, people, living in the land, what have you. One single human being went out there with a shovel, okay?
A shovel, and he changed the ecosystem.
They said that it stayed that wide. It went. Here's the thing: within days, the natural power and the constructed dam caused the river to divert and created a new channel to Lake Michigan that grew to approximately 200 feet wide. Okay. It stayed approximately that wide for the summer and fall season. The dude went out there with a shovel.
A shovel. Don't tell me one person can't make a difference.
He went out there with a shovel.
It caused an influx in the number of fishermen that came to the Platte River boat launch to take advantage of the favorable conditions of access that were created by the new channel. Business owners and other, you know, residents were happy about it. A lot of them, because they said it, you know, it made it easier for, it made it safer because, you know, people could get it out of there more easily. But here is the question, and I ask this, Francis, of you. Is the outcome more important than how it got there? Because if he had done this and it had destroyed something,
right?
If it hadn't been beneficial, there'd be no question. But because it seems like, and we are not experts, but from what we're reading this article, it seems like that what he did caused benefits.
Yes.
That people recognized and that were actually life-saving, even, like, really important, not just better fishing or something, but that people that it really was a problem that got addressed. I believe, as unfortunate and painful as it may be, that he's guilty of this crime.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Because we don't allow, it's exactly what you just said. If the channel had grown to 200 feet.
And had destroyed 100 people's homes.
That's right.
You know, or killed some species of fish.
We would not be celebrating Howard. But you know what? And this is what I say about, again, living off the land, living in, you know, reality, what have you. Here is one person who was sitting there going, just chomping at the bit, going, if I just took my motherfucking shovel.
I can fix this.
Okay, not the city don't have to do it. Don't nobody have to do it. I'm going to go out here and take my goddamn shovel and make it better.
I have no proof of this, but I firmly believe the real culprit here, the real problem is whoever lives with Andrew Howard, because we know whoever that part Andrew Howard's partner is. Totally. And I'm not making any assumptions on gender, binary, non-binary, none of that. Whoever Andrew's partner is, you know what happened is Andrew been bitching about it,
Totally.
It's got to be fixed. And they were like, look, it is not your place, your job. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're doing. You're not some sort of ecosystem expert. You're not some sort of lake spec. What are you going to do, divert yourself? You right. can't do it. That's crazy and ridiculous. And I don't even know why you think you know what you do. Like, I believe that this was the result of years of back and forth and that Andrew broke.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I am going to do it.
Yep. 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 And I see a lot of people making those types of choices in life right now. You know what I mean? Being like
crazy ones?
Yes. Being like, I'm done. I am fed.
I'm done.
Up. I'm done.
No, I'm
done.
You don't think I can do it? Watch this, bitch. Yep. Ecosystem diverted.
with my shovel.
With my shovel.
Next up, this is from Bridget J. Thank you so much.
I want to go look for this, if there's video for this. Yeah. Yeah, there is. I want to see it. I haven't seen it. Woman thinks a dozen donuts means 50. Keeps demanding for more. So, not kidding. What happened is this woman ordered a dozen donuts. And they gave her a dozen donuts.
Right, right.
She became instantly enraged and started demanding the rest of her donuts. And they were like, we gave you a dozen? She's like, no, you didn't. A dozen is 50. A dozen is 50.
I'm going to tell you. I would stop right there if I was working there. I'd be like, snap to attention, okay? First of all, don't nobody need 50 donuts, okay?
Okay,
that is not a unit. That is not a unit.
Thank
nobody
you.
Needs to buy in,
donuts
okay?
Don't come in 50. If you want 50 donuts, you have to say 50. We don't have some cute little euphemism for fucking 50 donuts. So you don't have to feel the pain of saying 50 donuts and then turn around and say, oh, it's for my office party. Something. Yo, we don't have a cute way for you to get around saying you want 50. And who in the world, how are you going to get 50 donuts for the price of 12? Because you know that price was nowhere near what 50 donuts should cost.
Exactly. You know what? When people... Stop.
But this woman looks like she believes it, apparently. She is dead. Like, this is, she's going, this is crazy. I said 50 and you've handed me 12.
Then secondly, I have to talk about the educational system, okay? Because this is early shit. A dozen?
Okay.
Is early.
You know what this, I think, happened? You know what I think happened here?
What?
I think what we don't know about this Karen, we're calling her Karen because they did in the comments. This Karen, donut Karen, doesn't. She has narcolepsy. And it started when she was a child.
Got you.
And she was in preschool and she was in first grade and she fell asleep the day they did dozen. Okay. She kept falling asleep. Right.
Every time they got close to 11, she fall asleep. 13, she wake right back up.
Exactly. So she woke up at like 49, and the last thing she'd heard was dozen. So her brain put those together, and so somehow her whole life, she's been thinking that, and people haven't, they haven't said anything because they've not noticed. Nobody's paid attention before, right? They're like, what's going on? But I'm telling you, it's like my Aunt Fan used to fall asleep while we would be watching TV, right? And she would fall asleep for like 2 seconds. What? But think it had been longer. So she'd wake up and go, what's on? I go, this, the Love Boat's still on. And just fell asleep. It's like, oh, and she'd close her eyes. Goes, wait a minute. Is this another episode? I'm like, no, it's the same episode. You were asleep for like half a minute. She'd nod out again. Is Julie still upset? I was like, this is the same episode. It's the same. That's what I think happened here. Okay, so I don't, because this is too big of a glitch for me to blame the educational system. I don't see, I've never heard of anybody else doing this. You have heard that lots of people don't know the Titanic was real, but that Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't on it, right? Like, you've heard that from more than one person, but I've never heard anybody else be wrong about Dozen like this. I've heard people not know Baker's Dozen.
I know a lot of people don't know what Baker's Dozen is, you know, which is 13, right? That's a Baker's Dozen. But, you know, and that's the thing about how we are, oh, I'm going to go back to the educational fucking system, okay? Because this ain't right.
There's a failure.
This is failure. This is failure. We are failing in America. And I am going to say it through this story.
Because this woman genuinely believes this. This isn't a joke. This isn't... She's not necessarily, she doesn't appear to be under the influence of anything. She believes that she paid for 50 donuts and got 12.
Right. Even though, this is the other thing for me, even though that you're standing there and it says
Do the math. 50 donuts would cost how much, bitch? Because you can buy one donut. So you know what one donut costs.
And unlike Miss Holland in the fourth grade says, you won't be walking around in life with a calculator, Eleanor. Yes, the fuck I will, Mrs. Holland. And I can sit there and take $1.45 and times it by 50.
Oh, and let me tell you something. You don't even have to do that nowadays. What Ms. Holland didn't recognize, didn't envision in her small, feeble, imaginativeless world is that you can now go, hey, Siri, how much is in a dozen? A dozen is a grouping of 12 objects, shapes, or numbers. I've got it muted, so it said that. A dozen is a grouping of 12. You don't even have to type in anything anymore.
No. Well, let's review.
Shall we? Number one, we have the man, was it Rodney Ross? No, that's the guy who captured the incident. The man who was impersonating the Ohio Fugitive Apprehension Program. Impersonation. Right.
Then we had the woman who drove drunk to pick up her husband, her man from jail. Yeah.
And the man who made a new channel into Lake Michigan.
And then we have the woman who thinks that a dozen donuts means 50 and keeps demanding more. I am going to have to say, my poetic justice sister who drove and got her man.
Is it the beauty?
It's the beauty. It's the beauty of it.
You know, it's Valentine's times.
It is.
And when it's lovely to see love that trumps reason, that beats down sanity.
All of it. It doesn't matter because you know what she said?
It assaults logic.
She said, no matter what, I will be there for you.
All you got to do is call my name from jail. And I'll be there. You know what, Francis? There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country when if the person who was driving the car got arrested for drunk driving, and this is what I don't understand. Usually, if the driver's drunk, everybody drunk.
Right.
Because the non-drunk person would be driving. And in fact, I would hazard a guess that the person driving should be the least drunk of the people there.
Exactly.
So why this one was even allowed to drive away from the scene,
I don't know.
Is confusing to me.
Yes.
There was a time in this country
Weymouth, did everybody went to the jail at the same time. Even if you were arrested, you a group, you stay a group.
You stay a group. I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.